This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Billionaire Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit aims to reach space for the first time on Sunday by launching a rocket from midair. This latest attempt is key after the rocket's first test launch was aborted last year. If conditions on Sunday hold, the company's 70-foot Launcher One rocket will be dropped from the wing of a modified Boeing 747 at 40,000 feet in the air. The rocket will then ignite its engine to pierce Earth's atmosphere and attempt to deliver 10 small satellites to orbit for NASA. The window for the launch test from Southern California begins on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Virgin executives say high-altitude launches allow satellites to be placed in their intended orbit more efficiently and also minimize weather-related cancellations compared to more traditional rockets launched vertically from a ground pad. Iran urged the United Nations nuclear watchdog to avoid publishing unnecessary details on Tehran's nuclear program, state TV reported on Sunday, a day after Germany, France, and Britain said Tehran has no credible civilian use for its development of uranium metal. The report quoted a statement from Iran's nuclear department that asked the International Atomic Energy Agency to avoid publishing details on Iran's nuclear program that may cause confusion. On Saturday, Germany, France, and Britain pressed Iran to back off its plan to develop uranium metal, a violation of its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The goal of the deal is to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear bomb, something Iran insists it does not want to do. On Thursday, the IAEA said Iran made it aware of their intention to produce uranium metal for an improved type of